Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Elizabeth and Radar in the Morning on The Mix.
Are your little ones pushing you to turn the house into a winter wonderland early this year? Well, guess what? They don't have to be little either, because my adult kids are pretty much forcing the issue with us. And they don't even live at home. My wife, Jess, and I are empty nesters. So we have the house to ourselves. We can do whatever. We've turned our one daughter's room into an office, brought the office from downstairs.
When it was kind of chilly. Throwing crazy parties
oh,
now?
Oh, heck yeah,
and
man.
And by parties, I mean the two of you just binging whenever you want to watch on Netflix.
The heat gets turned up. I don't walk around in clothes anymore. Well, maybe shorts, sort of. But yeah, I mean, it's my house, man. I can do what I want. You feel like you're back when you first got married and you had your first place and you're like, yeah, we can do whatever. There's no kids. Well, here's the problem. When the kids get to be adults and they move out to their apartments, now they want to decorate their apartment for the first time. Ooh, I want to decorate.
That is a fun time. You can have your own Christmas tree, do your decorations what you want.
But here's the problem. My daughters, I mean, my son, Noah Bones in Oak Creek, he set some stuff up. But he's not crazy for decorating. He's a dude. Well, my daughters love Christmas, especially the middle daughter, Lexi. Oh, my gosh. She is Miss Christmas. I mean, she would watch The Grinch year round. It's July 4th, and she's like, oh, The Grinch is on Netflix. Let me take a look. What? She loves it.
I feel like in a past life, she was an elf.
I think she still is.
And you also have your other daughter that's all about decorating and doing Haley, the wrapping of the gifts.
Haley is an elf of the family. If you need something wrapped,
you give it to her.
You go ahead, 414-432-1099. She'll charge you, but she does a great job. So here's the deal.
Will she wrap my gifts for real?
She might. So
okay.
Here's the deal. They kept all of their dorm decorations at our house. Because when they were in college, they were in the dorms and they would decorate it there. Well, now that they got their own places, they want that stuff that's stored at my house. Plus, they're buying more stuff. But they're like, Dad, can you go up in the attic and get our stuff? And I'm like, my stuff is in last. So I got to pull my stuff out and then your stuff.
So you have to go through all the Christmas decorations to find their ornaments
decorations. I got
to
find their tubs. And so here's what the youngest says right away, Haley. Well, since you're taking your stuff out to find my stuff, why don't you just put your stuff up? What a great idea. And they're all on FaceTime. You join together. And so here's
Lexi
and Haley.
You guys have on FaceTime? Yeah. Oh, that's my ornament. No, that's my garland.
Which one's yours?
That's my tree.
Did you have the red bin with the green top or the green bin with the red top? Oh, that's yours. Okay. But that's yours. Dad, Mom would love it. You should just decorate early. I'm like, dude, it's barely the second week of November at this point.
I understand, though. They want to have their ornaments for their place.
Geez.
So that's why they're pushing the agenda early. So are you decorating in your house now because of it?
Well, because of the two Buddy the Elf daughters that I have, they've already ran through their places and just like sprinkled Christmas dust everywhere. It looks like Buddy visited overnight. Boom, everything just popped in their apartment.
Hey, if it makes them happy, good for them.
So now here's my wife, Jess. She's like, did you see Haley's place? Did you see Lexi's place? Oh my gosh. And we get a tour, like almost every day we get a tour on FaceTime. Look what I got. I went to the Christmas store. This came from Amazon. So now Jess turns to me and she's like, I think we need to decorate early. I'm like, this would be the earliest we have ever decorated.
Done it?
Ever.
I bet you there's other people, though, that have already gotten the Christmas tree and the Christmas lights out. I mean, it's been in the stores since it feels like August.
True. How early do you put up your
How early do you do it? Well, yeah. I'm in the process of the Halloween items are sitting downstairs in the basement on the pool table. I haven't put the Halloween items away yet because to put the Halloween items away, I've got to move some bins, which means the Christmas bins get moved. And I said to Eric, hey, it's not like we're entertaining right now.
That's what it is.
I'm not going to put the Halloween stuff away until we get the Christmas stuff out. And then the Halloween stuff will go back. And it's funny. I run this by him. He looks at me and he said, as if I have a say in this.
Right. Why are you asking me?
He looks at me and he goes, you're going to do what you're going to do. It's like, I don't care. I said, well, then you're fine with all this stuff still being down stairs in the basement. Because all of his hunting stuff is coming and going while it's hunting season.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And well, I said, just don't ruin any of the Halloween decorations. But I'm not going to put it away. Why? I'll just do it all in one big weekend. Put Halloween away because I still have Thanksgiving stuff that's got to put away.
I told Jess, I'm like,
why do we do this to ourselves every year?
Wait a minute, though. We just put Halloween and fall mixture up. Now we took Halloween down. Fall is still up. Fall has only been up for like a month. And all of a sudden, you want to do Christmas? Well, the girls are doing their Christmas, so now we have to make our house look Christmassy. But, I'm like, come on.
But I don't know that I can get in the Christmas vibe yet with what the weather is. There's still people cutting their grass in our neighborhood.
I'll be doing that. Yeah, I still have some
grass. Doesn't that seem weird?
The sun hits it just right, and it's popping. I go, I got to cut this again. But you know
all right,
what?
How early did you put up Christmas? You can text. You can call 414-432-1099. Are you already full-blown Buddy the Elf? It's the North Pole at your house.
And how early did you put it up?
How if early? You because this will be the earliest for you, Radar.
It will be. What do you mean, will be?
Elizabeth and Radar in the morning on 99.1 The Mix.
Hi, it's The Mix. Who's this?
Hey, this is Greg Hahn. I listen to you guys all the time. Too early for Christmas stuff. I usually wait till after Thanksgiving.
After Thanksgiving used to be the thing.
So you're the norm.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when I was growing up, my mom would say it has to be after Thanksgiving. But now people are just slapping stuff up right away. It's too early for you, though.
Too early, guys. That makes no sense. Like, we just did Easter. We just did...
It feels like we just did Easter, my friend.
We just did it. Well, yeah, but you also think about it. Think about this, though. Yeah. And we have a text number here. A 920 number said, it's tricky because between Thanksgiving and Christmas is only 3 weeks. So people want to get the most out of everything. And I agree with that, too, where... I can understand why you do it before Thanksgiving, because it's all this work for, what, 3 weeks?
Well, yeah, and a 414 texter said, we decorated Sunday, but we hunt every weekend until December, so we have to get the stuff up.
That's pretty crazy. I was at a store by Target in New Berlin, and they already had Christmas music going on, and it was on Saturday. I was like, that's
ridiculous. Have a holly jolly Christmas.
It's going to be...
You got to wait. I man, I think it's just too early. I guess I'm a little more old school, but maybe that's a better
maybe
way.
Maybe try it early one year and see what happens.
What's that?
I said try it early one year and see what happens. Maybe try it early this year and see what happens and be like, hey, you know what? Maybe we should do this. Might become a new tradition for you.
Maybe it'll bring me good luck or something or a great new year. I don't know. Maybe I'll get hitched finally with my hot woman in Milwaukee. I don't know.
Whoa. Wait, you got a hot woman in Milwaukee?
Yeah, what's that?
You got a hot woman in Milwaukee?
Yeah, I have a house, but I'm a bachelor and I'm a single dude, and I've been ghosted so many times. I'm just like, I don't care anymore.
Oh my gosh! What, people are ghosting you? Why? What do you think it is?
Well, I don't know. I think the women are too picky here.
I think you're not putting your Christmas lights up early enough. That's what the problem is. If you do that.
Listen to what Radar's saying here. He has three women in his life, two daughters and his wife that are saying Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
Maybe
you put that Christmas decorations up early. Put something up on social media. Get a little bit of that eggnog flowing, maybe a hot toddy.
Let's find
a hot toddy to come over and enjoy it with you.
Come on, put it up early and let us know what happens. Maybe it's good luck.
Man, you know what? You guys look me up on Instagram or Facebook at Gregory Lund, L-U-N-D, and I have a great photo. And then maybe you can connect me with...
Wait. I'm going to look this up right now.
Gregory Lund.
We've got everybody looking you up, by the way.
Now, all these women are listening going, let's take a look at this guy and see. Maybe you need some help putting your decorations up early. How romantic would that be?
Gregory?
Gregory Lund. Look me up. You can't miss it. I'm a graduate of NIU from DeKalb, Illinois.
Really?
Yeah.
We got to find you somebody. What kind of person are you looking for?
Man, someone who has great communication skills, who's outgoing, and can... The simple things in life are the best.
Yeah, right? Like putting up Christmas decorations.
Yeah, sure.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.